This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Rhodes, Bend, Missouri. The Illinois State Board of Education has announced that schools can continue to serve meals at no charge to all students throughout the 2021-2022 school year. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has extended the availability of the Seamless Summer option, which is traditionally only available during the summer. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
He wants to help a fellow Democrat keep his job. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden's hitting the road, about to fly out west. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, the president is heading to California to campaign for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who's facing a recall election tomorrow. Air Force One will make a couple of stops on the way, including the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho, where President Biden will get a briefing on wildfires. Later, he'll take an aerial tour of California communities hit hard by the Caldor fire and deliver remarks on his infrastructure plans in Sacramento. This evening, the president will attend a campaign rally with Newsom in Long Beach. Dave?
Now, Rachel, when it comes to the recall election and the campaign that's going on, there is still a battle with the Republicans who want to fire him. They hope that Democrats and others vote yes to firing Newsom. Larry Elder's the front runner and just told Fox is for Democrats.
Can't defend his record on crime. They can't defend his record on homelessness. They can't defend his record on the way he ignored science and shut down this state.
Later today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify at the House about Afghanistan, from the troop withdrawal to the Taliban to the evacuations.
I want to know first and foremost what led to this.
Republican Congressman Ronny Jackson will get to question Blinken at the hearing.
How did we get 13 Americans killed over there? How did we leave multiple Americans behind enemy lines as hostages?
The White House says they are not hostages. Now, a coronavirus update.
In the past week, the U.S. has added more than a million new COVID-19 cases.
That's a slight decline from the week before, but now it's not falling everywhere.
West Virginia set two daily records for COVID infections in the past week. Deaths have been rising in that state since early August.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Nationally, COVID deaths rose to more than 11,000 last week, the most in 6 months. Republicans are challenging the president's new COVID vaccine mandates, while in New York City, enforcement starts today on an order that anyone who goes to indoor places to show proof of vaccination. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days this Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
Again, as President Biden heads west today, he'll get an update on wildfires. A major route in Los Angeles County is back open in California after firefighters were able to make progress containing a blaze that jumped a road, prompting part of Interstate 5 to be closed. A tropical storm's closing in on South Texas. Nicholas will move up the Gulf Coast, then move inland, dumping over a foot of rain on some areas. Democrats are angry at the Supreme Court for not issuing an emergency block on the new Texas law banning most abortions 6 weeks into pregnancy, while legal challenges continue. It is adding to their calls for change to the now more conservative-leaning court, but they might not like what a more liberal justice is saying about that.
In a Fox News Sunday exclusive, Justice Stephen Breyer said there could be a negative to tweaks like increasing the number of justices.
You start changing all these things around and people will lose trust in the court.
There's also the idea of term limits instead of lifetime appointments for justices. Breyer said that could be done, but
it should be a very long term because you don't want the judge who's holding that term to start thinking about his next job.
There had been speculation about Breyer's retirement, but he has not announced an intent to step down. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
MTV handed out the Video Music Awards last night.
Lil Nas X took home Video of the Year for Montero, Call Me By Your Name. And Justin Bieber was named Artist of the Year.
We got a lot more in common than we don't. And I look around here and I see so many beautiful faces. You know, I really do believe the best is yet to come.
Sound courtesy of MTV. Olivia Rodrigo had a great night. She won Best New Artist and Song of the Year for Driver's License. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new ThermaTrue entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. ThermaTrue doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the ThermaTrue doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Here is Nick Smith with a very pleasant 3-day forecast. A little bit of warmth these first couple of days. Been settling into a beautiful week.
That's right. Today's going to be sunny, but a high of 90. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 71. For Tuesday, it's going to be having a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., increasing clouds and a high of 88. And Wednesday, 30% chance of rain before 1 p.m., partly sunny and a comfortable high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 70 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
You can listen to Soy City Buzz tonight at 5 o'clock on First Mid Monday. First Mid also providing Cardinals tickets. We'll be giving away a pair today, this hour, so you want to stay tuned. Got a lot to get to, including Peyton Manning's coaching his kids' flag football team. Can you imagine what that looks like?
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, I'm a total hypocrite on that fight card from Saturday night because I thoroughly want to see Anderson Silva knock out Tito Ortiz like weekly. And I think Evander Holyfield has no business being in the ring.
You're not a big fan of the Huntington Beach bad boy?
No, I'm not. I that was way before he was COVID denier, Trump, you know, crazy. No. Dana White, literally, there was a documentary, I think it was a 30 for 30, mm-hmm. about him.
Yep.
And Chuck Liddell. And if you were, you know, I mean, who was rooting for Tito Ortiz over Chuck Liddell?
Not too many people.
Not even Tito Ortiz's immediate family, you would think.
Back then, he just was the bad boy, you know. It wasn't all this other stuff.
No, so I'm a complete hypocrite. I'll literally every week watch Anderson Silva knock him out. And every week go, Evander Holyfield should not be in the ring.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And he's quite a bit older, meaning that now I feel like approaching the age of 55. Wow.
No, Mike Tyson was, didn't you say he was 58?
Tyson?
No, Tyson was 55. Holyfield was older than
Holyfield's
Tyson.
Holyfield's 58. What I'm saying, though, is Tito Ortiz and Anderson Silva are not as old as Evander Holyfield.
Right. Yeah.
And there is a big difference between like 45 mm-hmm. and 58.
Oh, for sure. And you said that they were having a full-fledged sanctioned boxing match and not one of those touch him up for 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
Yeah. So, anywho, that was some of the entertainment this weekend. One of the things I want to talk about this hour is fashion and golf. And I swear to you it will be interesting. Because at first blush, you go, yeah. There is this new wave coming into the world of professional golf, and people are losing their minds.
Okay.
Like, literally, someone peed in their Cheerios.
Over some new golf fashion?
Yes.
Even beyond the sport polos and tactical pants?
How about a hoodie? And you talk about just, woo, the blue bloods are just losing it.
Oh, man.
And it's so funny because there is nothing on earth more snobby than, like, purist golf fans. And in some ways, it's almost endearing, you know, meaning that they just, the traditions matter to them. And you know, but at the same time, if you can't see the world shifting around you.
Right.
And you can't let people come up and do it a different way as long as they play within the rules of the game itself. Meaning what happens between tee and green.
Right.
You're just bound to die.
It's weird, too, because the technology in golf, you know, with the clubs and the different, you know, alloys and different things like that, that's as least pure as you possibly can be.
Oh, they're all about better performance.
Right.
But this is a country club mentality. You know, where it was unheard of to wear a shirt without a collar. Everything lampooned in Caddyshack.
Right.
And the judge's behavior, right?
Right.
And the importance assigned to the uppity kind of thing, like, didn't mind cheating at golf, but where's the collared shirt? You know, I mean, that kind of thing. The
decorum is first, and then anything else is behind that.
Yes, we must look the part, even if we don't behave the part. So golf's always had, like baseball, And I know that they're not really similar, but they are similar in that they are sports stuck in their past, right? The purist, the traditionalist, the, you know, that almost keeps them from competing the way other sports have adapted to the way we live our lives.
Yeah.
In some regards.
In terms of like market share, that kind of stuff. Yeah, you're right.
And they're not really focused on doing, you know, anyway, I'll wrap all that up, but it's fascinating because a guy showed up and he had a collarless polo with a skull like on the front with like lightning bolts.
Sounds like a bowling shirt.
And it literally, like, I mean, it would be like somebody walked into, I don't know, you pick the place, with like a bone in their nose. And, you know, I mean, it was like that kind of.
Is this on a tour event?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so, and it's even worse, if you can believe this, over there than it is here, where it was born.
The snobbery, you mean?
Yes. And I think you could go to a public golf course here or there, and people would be like, what's the deal? Give me a beer.
Right.
But the snobs, the old school, the blue bloods, they want to. It's almost like a stranglehold on if we give up this, we've lost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a game.
It's weird. Golf is this activity, unlike anything, where people will base their entire day or week around. Like, hey, I got to cut out early because I'm going. It's a huge fascination with a lot of people, unlike anything else. If you say, hey, I'm cutting out to go watch a movie or to go play. It doesn't work, does it?
No, it's one of the few sports, though, in all fairness to golfers. Because although I haven't played in a while, I've played golf most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a great golfer by any stretch of the imagination. I can get around a course. But it is, I have a love of the game and a disdain for the game in equal amounts. So you will find me on both sides of this argument throughout the rest of this conversation. Because I get the tradition. I understand. It's like what you do with your Christmas tree. It's what you, I mean, tradition in and of itself isn't a bad thing.
Right.
But when you get tied so much to the tradition that you can't grow or evolve, then it becomes a problem.
Right.
I've always thought that the rules in golf, and I don't mean the rules of hitting it out of bounds or whatever, you know, it might be. The fact that somebody sitting in their lazy boy can pick up a phone and call someone from their home and change the outcome of a PGA Tour event is insane to me.
Yeah, that those days should be long gone.
The fact that someone doesn't want to get their pants muddy, so they put a towel down to put their knees on to try to hit an incredibly impossible shot to hit, then gets penalized because the surface of the ground. I mean, that's insane.
There's a penalty to that?
Yes.
Or if you don't sign your name on your card?
Well, yes. Someone just found that out the hard way this weekend.
even though we watched it all on TV, we saw every single stroke and we can count them ourselves. But if you don't write your name on it, does it count?
So it started last year with the BMW PGA Championship, which just took place this weekend. But a year ago, and this was COVID, and you know it was all different. A guy by the name of at the Wentworth Golf Club, just outside of London, which is one of these venerable sort of courses, Tyrell Hatton, he won the tournament, and he wore a blue. Well, it was white. It was black on Friday, blue on Thursday, black on Friday, white on Saturday, and then blue again on Sunday, a hoodie. Because the weather over there is like rain sideways. I mean, it's never warm. It can jump all over the place. And people on Twitter and elsewhere just lost their mind. But a golf top 100 teacher by the name of Jonathan Yarwood said, "Dear golf, it's 2020, not 1920. Yes, that's a hoodie. And it's a modern item of clothing that is worn by a younger demographic. A demographic you need to attract in order to grow and survive. It's progress. You can't afford to be exclusive anymore. Be inclusive. Embrace change." And then just got ripped apart about dress codes and all this. And so, and then this week, Francesco Laporta said, according to golf.com, "Hold my hoodie, check out the skull and the lightning bolts."
I see the picture of that.
Now, in any other given situation, that shirt wouldn't, I mean, you kind of go, okay, it's a little different, but it wouldn't be that different, would it?
No, I mean, if it didn't have the print on it, it looks like one of the new tactical, I think golf fashion's actually pretty decent now.
Tiger bought these shirts in, like kind of the mock collar. But you could wear one of those for a long time to a country club and be told to change clothes.
Right. I mean, the modern
Tiger
look.
Tiger Woods probably wasn't, but everybody else was.
Exactly. The modern look of golf has been pretty decent. I mean, you're wearing these, you know, nylon pants that are breathable. You've got this.
Yes, very recently. Mm-hmm. And the Europeans brought most of that, forced it down the Americas' throats because we were busy with the triple pleat, you know, polo shirts down to our forearms, everything way too big. I mean, Phil Mickelson was wearing enough fabric to clothe 8 people.
Yeah, these guys look like athletes.
They are.
I mean, they look.
But the younger generation, and you think about Ricky Fowler and Puma and some of that stuff. Yes, it's hipper, but it's all very much in a playbook of acceptability, right?
Yeah.
The golf shirt's a little trimmer. The pants are a little trimmer. There might be more of a jogger look with a zip, but it's still within. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one's going cray cray.
Right.
Until the hoodie last year. And now the guy with the skull and the lightning bolts.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it.
It looked good.
I don't know if this would be my style, but what I'm saying is the idea that you lose your mind about this stuff is what's wrong with golf. You ought to be interested in how the guy can play.
Right. And that brings a little fun for some people, too.
Absolutely. And then you get the idea, I fail to see why this is about attracting younger people to golf. I have yet to see evidence that relaxing any type of dress codes has encouraged new members to the game. Do you really think anyone sat at home saying, all right, I'm off to learn golf now, I can wear a hoodie? I mean, that is the mindset that will kill golf.
You could literally rewrite that to say whether it's suppressed. I mean, you could do the exact opposite. Do you think that keeping it a certain way is bringing people, new golfers or anything like that?
Yeah. I'm sure Francesco Laporta is a lovely man, but his shirt offends me greatly. This is the Twitter comment stuff.
I just saw that one.
How are you offended by a shirt? Now, if you've watched golf and looked at John Daly, I mean, you want to be offended daily. Those are color combinations that shouldn't exist.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy stuff that like Bryson DeChambeau and a few of those guys are wearing that are crazy patterns and colors.
Yeah, but it's an old school nod. He's got the little cap on. He's got the knickers. You know, that's an old school thing.
Well, I mean, some of the patterns are modern with like teals and pinks and hot neon colors. So, yeah. But you're right. It is still a nod. It's a wink, wink.
Why has Laporta been allowed on Wentworth Golf Course in a collarless shirt? Standards must be falling. I can remember years ago, true story, at a charity golf outing. I don't even remember which golf outing it was for. And Tiger Woods had brought in these very cool Nike shirts that had the kind of mock collar. Mm-hmm. And I bought one at one of the pro shops from like the PGA Championship, had the logo on it. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll wear this to this golf outing. And I was told at Southside Country Club I couldn't play unless I changed shirts at a charity golf outing.
Wow.
This was like an $85 shirt at the time, sold at a golf course in the clubhouse. And, okay, that was the time. No big deal, no hurt feelings, no lingering resentment. But you think, it's 2021. You want to see the ugliest ever worn piece of clothing in a golf tournament that was perfectly within the history and the standards and the tradition and the rules? Go back to that United States Ryder Cup team that came back to beat the European team under the tutelage of Ben Crenshaw in Boston, and they had the most hideous shirts ever, ever, ever worn in golf.
What did they look like?
They had picture frames of teams and players from all the years past, like a maroon with like gold picture frames with pictures inside the frames. Just Google it. Just Google ugliest golf shirt ever. I guarantee you it will come up.
I typed in U.S. Ryder Cup shirt ugly.
Yes, you didn't need half that.
Oh, that's bad.
Bad, big, huge. All of them look fat, even though most of them weren't. Everyone from Tiger Woods to Phil Mickelson to Justin to everybody.
They look like vacation shirts or something.
Oh, they're horrible.
Like you'd have binoculars around your neck.
If you walked by that in a Walmart, you'd go, ugh.
Well, you would walk by it because it'd be on the clearance rack right up front.
But those were specially hand-picked and made.
Yeah, those are bad. So, I mean, exceptional. They might be as bad a official team shirt in any sport that I've ever seen.
Yes.
I mean, minor leagues excluded that nonsense. But, I mean, on the highest level, oh, my goodness.
And they wore that without anybody blinking.
With khakis.
Triple pleated. But the lightning bolt and the skull, we've somehow let all of our standards down. God forbid a hoodie.
Wow. I'm amazed how bad that looks.
Mm-hmm. And the sucky thing about that is that may be the greatest comeback Ryder Cup match of all time. And always, that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine we ever hit a time where you go back to thinking that was cool. I know styles come and go, and we tend to regenerate and start over and go back through the 70s and the 80s. But where on earth does that look ever come back?
As something being the way the mullet has come back, like, hey, this is so ridiculous.
The only thing worse than that, maybe the shirt and the mullet and the triple pleats. Taking a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Cardinals tickets to giveaway coming up for next weekend. All that straight ahead.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 90, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 71. For Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., some increasing clouds and a high of 88. And Wednesday, 30% chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny and a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 70 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:23.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashion pampering.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Style comes and goes if you're following just a trendy kind of thing. If you're trying to be Billie Eilish, don't. I mean, that's a fine line she walks, and she can walk it. You probably can. Ryder Cup's coming up a couple weeks. I can't tell you, this to me is the most exciting thing in sports. It takes all of what's great about golf and puts it into a completely different format that you watch all year long, and it's like the World Series and the Super Bowl and the Olympics combined. It's team, it's one-on-one, it's for the flag, it's pressure. It's going to be at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin, which I've been to years ago. My dad and I went to the PGA Championship there. How long ago? Well, Vijay Singh won. That give you a little bit of a clue. It's not really a great spectator course because there's so many moguls, and I mean, it's not your flat golf course you think of that's really hilly and the sides and sand traps and the long grass. It's a beautiful course to look at. But we're back on home turf, and there's nothing as tense. I mean, literally, if you read the book called The Majors by Howard Feinstein, who did A Good Walk Spoiled, and the book about Bobby Knight and all those great sports books, and how Davis Love, when he played in his first Ryder Cup in Europe, I mean, almost threw up walking to the first tee. Now, these are people who do this week in and week out for a living.
Wow.
But this was just different, and everybody told him it was going to be different. He didn't believe it. That's just, it's golf. I've been doing this since I'm 8 years old. And he panicked, and in the alternate shot thing, you know, somebody drives, then the guy hits the next shot. He was begging his partner to switch what they had already agreed to and be the guy who hits the first drive. That's how nervous he was.
Oh, wow. I never heard that before.
Oh, read the book. And the Ryder Cup, maybe it was A Good Walk Spoiled. It was one of the two golf books that Feinstein did. But the captain's job, and we have a pretty good captain, U of I's own, Steve Stricker. They do everything from picking out the uniform, I mean, literally the clothes to the meals. To the, I mean, there's a lot involved in being a captain. And if you go look, I was looking at USA Today, the best and the worst Ryder Cup uniforms in the ranking. I mean, and there are some horrible, god-awful decisions that were made by captains on the United States' behalf.
I saw there was a theme of some really bad shirts and vests and jackets, all kinds of bad stuff.
And pleats and pleats and pleats and pleats and pleats. Much better now, though, when you see it in a couple of weeks, because the young guys have figured this out. A lot of the guys that played in the 80s and 90s grew up in the 70s watching Craig Stadler and the plaid pants and the whole, you know, I mean, that there was something sort of country club obnoxious about a lot of it. But not all that long ago, you look here and you go, oh, what were they thinking? And maybe people don't talk about it enough. The responsibility the captain has on making you not look dorky for a week. We'll be back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Sport team license plates have raised more than $13 million for Illinois public schools. More than 71,000 vehicles in Illinois are adorned with plates representing their favorite sports teams, with $25 from each purchase and renewal going towards education. The least popular plates are Chicago Bulls and the St. Louis Cardinals. The Illinois Secretary of State's office is going after Illinoisans who are driving around without car insurance. Since July 1st, nearly 7,000 letters were sent out to motorists who either did not have insurance or the office was unable to verify it. Motorists are given some time to get fully insured, but if that doesn't happen, their license plate is suspended and replaced with a $100 fine. Nearly 2,700 licenses have been suspended over the last 2 months. The Illinois State Board of Education has announced that schools can continue to serve meals at no charge to all students throughout the 2021-2022 school year. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has extended the availability of the seamless summer option, which is traditionally only available during the summer. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Another storm's headed toward the Gulf Coast with heavy rain in the forecast and flash flooding possible in Texas and Louisiana.
Tropical storm warnings are in place across the Texas Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Nicholas sits just offshore. Widespread rainfall totals of 8 to 16 inches are expected. Even as the storm weakens and tracks inland, rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches can be expected into Louisiana.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The North Korean government announces a successful long-range missile test.
The weapons are seen by many experts as another breakthrough for North Korea's military, potentially the country's first cruise missile that might be able to carry a nuclear warhead. The news of the test comes as President Biden's special envoy for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrives in Tokyo for talks with Japan and South Korea.
Fox's Simon Owen. Former President Trump tells Fox News Digital it's getting to where he has no choice but to run again in 2024, calling President Biden incompetent. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 90, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 71. For Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., increasing clouds and a high near 88. And Wednesday, 30% chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny and a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 70 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:33.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, probably wouldn't be parachute pants the team is wearing, although David Lee Roth clearly was back in the day.
So was I, jumping on the couch to this.
We all thought it was cool, doing that jumping around kick.
I tried.
Yeah. Yes. Are they calling it the 2020 Ryder Cup because it was missed last year, so they're doing like the Olympics?
I don't know.
I mean, that link you sent me was from August 31st of this year, but they refer to everything in it as the 2020 Ryder Cup.
I kind of wonder if maybe they just wrote that same article a year prior.
No, I'm saying all the quotes that are in the recent story refer to it as the 2020 Ryder Cup. I'm assuming, like the Olympics, they did the same thing.
Oh, do those not happen every single year?
No, it's every other year.
Oh, then I'm sure that's what's
going
on.
To keep the evens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because what happens is the President's Cup is played in the off years. So I'm assuming like Farm Progress, you know, wherever.
Right.
Anything rotates like that. So Ralph Lauren has been for quite a while. I'd call it classic, a little more color blocking than I like in my particular taste, but nothing hideous.
No, it kind of looks like a leftover from the Olympics.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren's got that look down. You want to represent America, right?
Yep.
And you can see what all it entails. I mean, there's a different wardrobe every single day of the week, starting Tuesday. You know, they don't start playing golf until Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, they do practice rounds.
I mostly like it.
It's okay. I mean, there's nothing that's going to be embarrassing 20 years from now.
No. The Saturday, they've got a camouflage polo, like a two-tone. I really like that shirt.
Yes, they have a vest that has a similar thing on Friday, or like a layering jacket. French Navy golf course camo is what it's referred to officially from Ralph Lauren.
And I do like the new era hats that have this modern, like, USA font. I think that looks really sharp.
So there you have it. The guys going out won't look ridiculous this couple of weeks. So we've got the Cardinals tickets to give away. Who's coming to town this weekend? We have...
Padres.
Yeah, the Padres. This is our next to last series, right? They're going to be playing the 18th and the 19th, Saturday and Sunday. And then we begin the month of October, the 2nd and 3rd, with the final Cubs series.
Yep.
Don't know if anything matters for either clubs by that point, but it's to be fun to go see a game. We also have Devin tickets to give away. What's the next big show there? Are you excited about Three Dog Night?
I'm not personally. I am excited for people that like Three. I mean, when we play their commercial and you hear all the different hits that they have, I mean, that's enough to make it worth your while.
Absolutely. Joy to the World's a great song. Mm-hmm.
I was when I was a kid, I didn't know that Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog was that song. I just knew, and I found that out later in life.
You just knew the line.
Uh-huh.
Now, Joy to the World was a good song, and they're one of those bands that have a sneaky number of hits.
They do.
Like you just go, oh, mm-hmm. I've forgotten about, you know, whatever.
You put those together, a couple deep tracks, maybe a couple newer songs, and then a couple covers. And all of a sudden you look up and there's your 90 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think they need to do any covers. I mean, they've got a pretty extensive music catalog.
A lot of them like to do, like, songs of the time that, you know, maybe...
Yeah, maybe, just for fun.
That's
what
I'm
always
saying.
Seems to me like a weakness, like that's a crutch because they don't have enough familiar music.
Yeah, they don't need it, but it's part of those kinds of shows.
They've got 21 top 40 hits.
Oh, wow. That's way more than I would have guessed.
Three number ones. So if you got 21 top 40 hits, you've got plenty of stuff for a show. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I have my four tickets to give away, which are really good seats. And by the way, not for nothing, and I'm not asking for anything. I'm just it's more of just an observational thing. You know, in all the tickets we've given away in the last, number of months, Cardinals, like Devin, we gave away like 40 tickets to see the jazz show Saturday night. And I get like in the old days where you pick up a pair of tickets and they say, oh, thank you so much at the desk. And, you know, mm-hmm. Okay, your obligation is then done. But when you get emailed the tickets, how hard is it just to
reply back, thanks, I got them?
Yeah.
I have a couple jobs that I work where emails never happen. You never know if they ever landed.
I find it odd. Like, I feel like if I had won something from someone or somebody gave me something, and by the way, I'm not asking, this is not judgmental, just observational, just seems like we've kind of lost, you know, speaking of traditions, it's like I didn't hear back from any of the 40 tickets that were sent out.
To let alone know if they even received
it. Yes. And I feel like, though, had they shown up and something was wrong,
you'd have heard about
I would definitely heard about it.
I would love, even though it's more time, I would love to have hear. I do hear occasionally from people that go, just want to let you know, we had such a great time on Wednesday. Not because it's like, hey, we did something nice for you, but no. Like, it's cool to hear that you had a great time with it.
Yeah, or just thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, I get writing a letter and putting a stamp on it.
That's a lot of work.
Well that the only people who do that are the mentally ill today. But
that stamp went on with tweezers.
Oh my God, yes. But I'm talking about just like a completely, like, takes a second reply. Like, thanks is already there for you to click on as an option. You don't even actually have to type anything.
Yeah, and all the major providers now, it senses that this is what you can do here.
Do you think it's just busy? People are busy.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, because I don't think there's any sort of malicious layer to it. Everybody that I talk to, by and large, has been really nice.
You get a lot of that on the back end of things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I would think with the advent of most of this being delivered by email,
yeah,
there would be a proportionate amount of, hey, I got these, thanks.
Right. The only reason I brought that up is if I were to run into them at the store or something, they'll go, hey, we had a, you know, but not that extra, like, I need to put everything down to send a note across. And I think a lot of us are very, very guilty of that.
Maybe so. Maybe me too. I don't know. I do know that has changed. That's one of the things, even with all the extra steps people used to have to take,
yep,
they did way more than they didn't. And now it's the other way around. And I don't care personally. Once again, this is just observationally. I do think we lose something in people with the lack of or less communication, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think so.
We go from face-to-face to just sort of interfacing through a screen to just sort of now it's not even like a human being involved. A little bit.
Yeah, you know, as my kids leave the classroom, I always try to make sure I wish them a good day, and they always wish me a good day. And if it doesn't feel formal or forced, but if I'm tied up and I'm not doing that, it feels incomplete.
Makes sense. Well, don't let your security be incomplete. The folks at BeckTech are working with educators, manufacturing businesses, retail, agriculture, airports, healthcare, because BeckTech is the expert in security surveillance cameras and just putting your mind at a little bit of ease. 60.5% of burglaries are forced entry. But you know what prevents a lot of that? Having a very good security system, including cameras, that act as a deterrent to that type of crime. If somebody walks up to the building, they know you're going to be on camera breaking into your building, much likely or less likely to do so. It can lower the risk of vandalism, violence at the workplace. So cameras can make it easy to track whether you're moving inventory, adjusting stocking. For instance, they just worked with the local school district with over 100 cameras across their campus that also come with self-learning analytics that over time learns the district's normal patterns and alerts staff to anomalies that occur throughout the day and night. Hey, we're coming to you. We may have a problem over here. This is different than what it should be. A nearby jeweler gained greater coverage of exterior using cameras while maintaining discrete video security inside the store. Low-profile cameras allowing staff to monitor the premises at all times. Even after hours, the staff receives automated alerts to their devices by the app of any suspicious activity, and they get crystal clear video evidence to the authorities if they need it. Here's the telephone number that you need to know. 217-428-7000. 217-428-7000. We literally put the new phone systems in at the new building. They've been great to work with. And I understand there's a happy birthday going Matt Beck's way this week. But you want them for their expertise and their knowledge and their friendly staff. And they'll walk you through an assessment. Because you're an expert at what you do. You're not an expert in everything. And really smart people that want to run their own business soon realize they got to have other experts take care of the stuff that you don't do. Like security, like peace of mind, like the latest in technology. 217-428-7000. BeckTech. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a 2-year, 4-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org. 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I learned something I didn't know today, which is a good thing. I like to do that every day. But Hoyt Axton, do you remember that name?
No.
He was a troubadour. He was a singer-songwriter, folk singer, minor actor, appeared in Gremlins and Black Stallion. He also did the McDonald's Big Mac on-screen commercial, Ballad of the Big Mac, when they introduced it to the world in 1969, and Head for the Mountains in the voiceover for Busch Beer in the 1980s. He wrote Joy to the World.
Oh, wow.
So the guy who wrote the Big Mac Head for the Mountains, Busch Beer, also had Joy to the World in his repertoire.
Oh, wow. I do recognize his face.
Popping up in, like, WKRP in Cincinnati, Different Strokes.
He was, like, the investigator or whatever in Gremlins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him.
I just haven't heard that name in forever. Hoyt Wayne Axton. Struggled with cocaine addiction. Died very young, 61, after a couple of heart attacks in 2 weeks in 1999. But I never knew that he was the pen behind Joy to the World. And Three Dog Night did some outside songwriters. Paul Williams. Old-fashioned love song. Remember that?
Oh, for sure.
There you go. So that's coming up this weekend. So we have those tickets to give away as well. I know we at least have my 4 seats to give away. It's important for me that if I'm not going to use them, that they get filled. Because I hate that section that with all the people who support with season tickets, and they're doing the right thing, but you know they can't be at every show, and it just, man, it comes up and you forget, and empty seats.
Yep.
Not a Kevin Costner.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I hear Three Dog Night's unbelievably, I mean, that it might match the same number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That many hits, though.
It's a certain age group. You know, if you're my age, you heard it as a child. You know, like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad had the LP, I can still remember. you know, if you're in your 60s or 70s, you know, it was your music of your generation. And then there's been this old school, like our 17-year-old, they spent a lot of time listening to old music.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Which we did as well. In high school, I was a huge Motown fan.
I mean, but the accessibility now?
Oh, much. Yeah. We had to rely on parents' record collections.
I heard a song on a TV show, and I just asked Siri what it was, you know, and there it is, right there. Click, and I can play it.
Absolutely. We've never had easier access. That is for sure. All right. I wanted to mention a couple of things before we get out of here and give away some tickets at the end of the show. We do have I'm going through my list here. Peyton Manning is coaching his kids' flag football team. Doesn't that just sound like a Saturday Night Live skit?
Because it's him, but yes. That has been a Philip Rivers, all these guys, that's what they're doing now.
I know, but can you just sort of picture it?
Yeah, because he's funny, and he's kind of gumpy, and I think, yeah, it would be funny.
Gumpy.
Golly gee, Opie.
Yeah, but is that a Forrest Gump thing? Yeah. Gumpy? Okay, mm-hmm. I hadn't heard that before. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Yeah, I mean, but it's got to be surreal, right?
Yeah, it'd have to be.
There was in the documentary inside the White House. Hang on a second. 9/11 inside the president's war room. They talked to one of those kids that was in that classroom, and there's a picture of her standing when the president came in, and she put her hand over her heart.
Oh.
And she, you know, she's in the second grade, and she just said, remembering like that, it felt like when he walked into the room that. It was like the flag or the, mm-hmm. I mean, like the office yeah. was so impressive that she felt the, like just spontaneous, put her hand over her heart. Sure enough, there's a picture of her back there, this tiny little second grader with her hand on her heart. I mean, I think people have sort of, you know, those kind of reactions. And I'm sure after a while, it's just Peyton Manning.
I mean, the little kids are like, whatever, right?
I mean, do you think the parents give him grief?
Oh, hey, you, Scotty, you better listen to him. This guy's going to take you to the
So
top.
He's like the only coach in the world not getting the parents' secondary coaching.
Right.
You think he has like more than his fair share of like persuasion over the refs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they want to interact. Peyton, you know, hey, we had calling a little tight today. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, good for him. I just thought it was interesting. I could just see it in my head for some reason, and that's got to be – like, just odd.
He's a very likable guy, too, I think.
He's got his own sort of persona. You never know how much of it's real versus, like, he figured out what works. And I'm not saying it's not.
I know what you're saying. I think
it's almost could be an act. Like, I don't think that it is, but it almost, like, he's honed it.
Yeah. I'll buy it. He's selling it. I'm buying it. I like him.
Like, everything. I mean, what are those commercial insurance commercials, you know, where he's with the country artist?
Yeah, Nationwide.
Yes.
I mean, it's believable what he's doing, and he sells it well.
Are you used to seeing the gambling commercials in the NFL games?
Yeah, now I am.
Okay. How long has that been a thing?
Last year.
Okay.
Yep, I'm also getting them from my team, which is new. That's new as of, like, yesterday.
What did you think? Did you get the Peacock email in and around the first Sunday Night Football game?
Peacock, Paramount Plus, they're all streaming.
But, I mean, did you get the extensive email with all of the options for things and ways for you to consume not only during the game but before and after?
Yep.
Man, they really seem effective with this.
This is machine learning at its finest.
I get a lot of stuff, a lot of communications coming my way, and I feel like they do it about as well as anyone else.
HBO Max also does.
They do. But Peacock seems to – I mean, HBO Max only give you HBO Max.
Right.
It's not like they don't do a good job, but they've got one channel.
Mm-hmm. But they don't bore you with a lot of nonsense. They're like, here's the new trailer for the Sopranos sequel or prequel, just so you know.
Absolutely. That's coming, I think, this weekend.
Yeah. The trailer?
Yeah. No, the actual
– October 1st is the
– It is?
Yep, but the trailer dropped yesterday.
Okay, I'm getting confused now. There's a lot coming. I think the spigots have opened up just a tad.
A lot.
Yeah, so I saw the Peacock Premium email. And, you know, you got your Sunday Night Football, but you got the streaming after the game, the fantasy tips, spread picks, discover even more. I mean, they really wrap it all up in a nice package for you. Very easy to consume.
If they could, their technology is a little weak, but their marketing and their programming is really good, but their technology sucks. They've got to fix that a little bit. And when they do that, it's it's game on. But they're getting enough feedback that they know they have to fix it.
Yeah, like, you would think that'd be priority number one.
Like, for example, this is the biggest one for me. They have the WWE pay-per-views. So if I'm late, I can't pause it.
And go back.
I just have to hop in the middle. Yeah, it's like, that's unacceptable.
No, that's bottom baseline.
You have to get that. So imagine that with a football game. I'm not tuning into third quarter.
But I noticed that like on apps from like really large companies where there's like some serious defects. And you think, how can North Face be okay with this?
Right. So when they fix that, then you're just complaining about.
Well, they got the marketing down.
They
for
do.
Sure. All right, one last break. Here's Nick Smith. When we get back here, we're going to give away a pair of Cardinals tickets to this weekend series. Stay tuned. Here's the 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 90, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 71. For Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., increasing clouds and a high near 88. And Wednesday, 30% chance of showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 70 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:55.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Member FDIC.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashioned pampering.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Did you see Andy Dalton's look last night in that game? I don't know if he's like a guy who would be fighting with a sword.
Swashbuckler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he ought to have been playing for the original Tampa Bay Buccaneers with those like dreamsicle uniforms.
I've been tracking that.
He was like on the helmet. Or a comic book supervillain.
I've been tracking that look.
Still Andy Dalton, though.
Still just pretty okay.
That's Andy Dalton. March you all the way down there in that opening drive and throw a pick in the end zone. Okay, I'm done watching the Bears. How about that Marvel movie? Second weekend beat Rise of Skywalker.
$250 million.
That's amazing. Gee. It's like Hollywood figured out there's a whole bunch of Asian people in the world.
Right.
I mean, it does sound silly to act like it's just sort of a realization that there are black people in Asia. And, oh, I don't know. Maybe they'd like to see themselves in movies. Seems like a recipe for success to me.
Exactly right.
All right. What caller would you like to reward two pairs of tickets to see the Cardinals take on the Padres Saturday, courtesy of First Mid?
Pair of tickets going to caller number 8.
217-875-1340. Caller number 8, 217-875-1340. If you missed any of the show today, all of our podcasts are right there at nowdecatur.com. You can get the show by the hour or you can get it by the interview. They're all driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. 24/7, anywhere you get your podcast. That's it for us. Enjoy the sunshine. We will be back with you bright and early 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a $50 million grant program to help revitalize downtown and Main Street areas. The idea is to kickstart projects in areas really struggling over the last year and a half, with grant awards ranging from $250,000 to $3 million, says Governor Pritzker. Projects can range from downtown plazas to structural repairs. The deadline to apply for these grants is January 10th. Visit the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities website for more information. The Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County and the City of Decatur joins the Atkins Group to announce the construction of a warehouse and distribution facility on Decatur's northeast side. The 635,000 square foot facility will be...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.